Hello, dear listeners. James here, 10 to 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning, the 10th of March, 2011. If, of course, you looked at the timestamp of this audio boo, you would already know that. But who knows, you may be driving in a car and unable to concentrate on driving and looking at the data all at the same time. That's the problem, actually, because, of course, you may not be listening to it at that particular time. So me telling you what time it is that I recorded may simply be a distraction. I wanted to say this is basically a very short boo because I'm supposed to be taking the day off the internet, but I felt moved to respond to a lot of the points that Mr. Simon Toon, Mr. Andy Harbert-Taylor, and Mrs. Mr. Yana Toon were making. I would respond to Acrobats, but I couldn't understand a word he said, even though it was cleaned up. Now, that's a rude thing to say. I do worry about the equipment that that Rob's using because this must have a microphone somewhere. If you put it really close to your mouth, it should overload everything else. I have to admit that I very rarely unfollow people on Audioboo because I really do love the fact it's a short form thing, and you can sort of concisely communicate interesting things in a short amount of time. But one I did have to unfollow was some guy from The Guardian, Matthew Weaver, because he was doing phone calls from people in Egypt, which are very interesting. But the levels were turned up to the sound, almost to the point where they sounded like Daleks. And no matter how quietly you turned down the iPod, it was still too loud. Which is kind of odd, really. Anyway, to continue the discussion, if I haven't missed the boat already, about the ums and ers and the way gaps occur in speech. I think, one becomes so much more aware of it when one does it. And that's a quite intriguing thing. And unless you have planned out what you're going to be saying in advance. And people do that. In fact, I find myself not so much rehearsing what I'm going to say, but certainly if I've got a particular point I want to make, I will construct various bits of the sentences. So perhaps I can even insert them as pro forma, so I can be thinking about what I'm going to be saying next. And I am aware, actually, that PR people, the people you do hear on the Today programme on Radio 4, saying that, almost like by rote, there are some phrases they use. And I think there is training that the MPs and PR people use. And actually, hello, my darling. Just recording an audio boo. I'll be back shortly. These PR people, they actually go on training to be able to communicate the minimum possible, which is kind of odd, because what actually that does is that obfuscates the actual point that they're trying to... In fact, it almost removes them from being human in some respect and makes them impenetrable by the interviewer. And of course, that's completely the opposite of what the interviewer wants and completely the opposite of what the public wants, and therefore nobody wants that. But of course, it stops the company that is being held accountable from being, being dug into. And of course, what also is, it's almost like a sacrificial lamb when you get the person who appears on Watchdog being pulled apart by Anne Robinson. You know that they are the spokesman, but they don't even represent the company, because what Anne Robinson's doing is making the person feel uncomfortable. You almost feel sorry for them, as the person who's been sort of everybody in a huddle behind the set, and so he ends up getting pushed out onto the screen. I imagine I've probably seen that in a number of cartoons. And I imagine it is completely different in this corporate world of ours. But it's interesting now to listen to people's speaking styles, stripping away the content of what they say. You almost got to listen to the audio boo again, like a good movie. You watch it once for the content, and the second time for the cinematography and the clever bits that are put in, certainly if it's a well-made film. It's like that with audio boos. Of course, that's going to double the amount of time it takes to listen to the audio boos, so if one can do it both at the same time, all the better, and I've nearly reached 5 minutes. I wanted to say thank you to Yana for, I think, leading the way in a how to deal with responses to people's boos and to go through the day-to-day stuff. Yes, I know they fall into two boos sometimes, but I really admire the way you're doing it, especially now you're talking into the microphone and I can hear you really clearly. I think that's pretty much it from me. I'm going to have a day with Beth. I'm going to switch off the internet. I'm going to hide away and I'm going to eat lots of cake, if I can find some cake. And on that note, I shall wish you a happy day and try not to ah too much. Bye.